coming out on the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. It's great to see so many smiling faces here tonight. I've had the opportunity to speak on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving before, usually because Millie goes out of town. She tries to go out of town every time I speak, but it just hasn't worked out for her lately.
I decide I better get back here and find out what she's saying while I'm gone.
Exactly. Well, tonight I wanted to do something a little different. The Wednesday night before Thanksgiving has an obvious topic. It would be gratitude, wouldn't it? It would be Thanksgiving. But there are other relevant and important topics to choose from as well. And what I want to do tonight is ask you to share with me some of your important and relevant topics, and then I'll talk about those. So, if you could give me a one-word relevant and important topic, like gratitude, that is truly important to you, holler it out and I'll write them down.
Cleaning doesn't count.
Cleaning does count. That's important and relevant.
Simplicity.
What about a number?
It depends on what the number is, I guess.
Compassion.
Men.
Hope. Love. Hope for men.
Hope for men with love.
No, we're hoping for men, not that we hope you men will start cleaning.
Okay, I think that might give me enough to work on, unless somebody has a really compelling one left.
Discovery.
Discovery. Thank you, Richie.
Scratch. Spacesuit. You're my good one tonight.
Scratch.
Scratch.
Good one. And bean soup. That's the last one.
This is one way to write a talk, isn't it, Lindy?
It sure is. It sure is.
I might try it on Sunday.
Well, miracles is my word, so thank you for sharing that with us. But that was the first one we started with. I requested number 78 tonight, which is it takes a miracle. And I figured I could use it because it might take a miracle to have a talk. I was strangely not compelled to practice or prepare or research anything tonight, because practicing, preparing, and researching requires effort. And I much prefer the miracle to the effort. And besides, when I practice, prepare, and research, I tend to speak from my head. And as always, my goal is to speak from my heart. Now, during this calendar year, in January of 2008, I was the recipient of a miracle. It actually started before Christmas and hasn't ended yet, has it? Miracles that are ongoing are even more blessing than miracles that are in an instant. But my miracle was that I was scheduled for back surgery on January the 11th, and on January the 8th I spoke to the surgeon, and we agreed that I didn't need it anymore. And I still haven't had back surgery. Thank you, God. One of the things that occurred, another miracle that occurred as a result of my need for back surgery, was that I was a recipient of a gift from the pastor's fund of the Sunday church, and Millie paid for my house to be cleaned. Important and relevant. I decided to give myself a Christmas present this year, and on December the 6th, I have a company called The Perfect Shine coming to clean my house. Well, for the first time since... No, never mind. You don't need to know that. That's too much information. But have compassion for people who can't clean their houses is what I'm about right now. And I'm checking these off as I touch on them, but I'm going to make 20 minutes no matter what. You know, cleaning seems so simple when we have the physical strength and the energy and the time. There are lots of reasons not to do it, more than there are to do it, actually. quite frankly. But it is something that everyone can benefit from. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke on the Sunday church about the five S's. And for those of you who heard that talk, one of the S's is shine, which is about cleaning. And cleaning is something that doesn't just apply to our surroundings, but also to our souls. And one of the Jinshin Jitsu touch points is called washing your heart with laughter. I like to call it bend over laughing, but the technical name is washing your heart with laughter. And for those of you who don't know, Jinshin Jitsu is a type of acupressure to release toxins in the body and bring the body into balance. So cleaning is both important and relevant to all of us, because it's incumbent upon us to make sure that our souls are clean. And one of the ways to get them that way is to wash them with laughter. Simplicity ties right into that, because there's nothing simpler than laughing. When you think about it, babies laugh more than they do anything else, except maybe, well, never mind, that would be too much information also.
Sleep.
That's, thank you. I knew it had an S in it somewhere. Forgive me. It's the night before Thanksgiving, and I'm giddy. I have 4 days off in a row. But while laughter is simple, it's also serious medicine, as we know. In fact, Reader's Digest has been saying for decades that laughter is the best medicine. I think they might be right. Now it's time to insert a joke. It says, insert joke here. Well, it doesn't actually, because it just says simplicity. But the only joke I can think of right now is the joke about the frog who wanted to borrow money to buy a condominium, because it was a down market and he decided that this was a really, really, really good time to buy. So he went to the bank and said to his loan officer, Ms. Patty Black, Ms. Black, can I borrow the money from you to buy a condominium? And she said, generally speaking, we require some collateral. Do you have collateral? And he said, what's collateral? And she said, oh, something of worth value, something that has intrinsic value that can help be held by the bank in lieu of the money that we lend you. And he said, well, I think I have something like that on my lily pad. Let me go and get it, and we'll see. So he went to his lily pad, came back, and brought with him something shiny and round. And he said to Ms. Black, is this good enough for collateral? And she said, gee, I don't know. Let's ask the senior loan officer. So they went to the senior loan officer and shared their story. And Ms. Black said, is this sufficient collateral? I don't know what it is, but is it sufficient collateral? And the senior loan officer said, it's a knick-knack, Patty Black. Give the frog a loan. I had Hallie at Frog. She knew the joke. So even borrowing money can be simple. Seriously, there's a book by Sarah Van Breathnott called Simple Abundance. And it speaks to the idea of how a woman who's living a busy professional and personal life can find ways to treat herself well. And while I found myself wondering how the heck I'd ever have time to do some of this stuff, it's really wonderful stuff if you can put aside the time to make yourself special and to treat yourself well. Simple abundance sounds like a contradiction or even like an oxymoron. But it's really quite simple to bring abundance of joy and abundance of laughter and abundance of love into our lives if we focus on putting God first and make simplicity abundant. One of the things that makes this whole experience possible is faith, because I say that we can find simplicity and abundance by bringing God into our lives. How do we do that? I know people who are angry at God because God hasn't been there for them or done enough for them or hasn't answered their prayers. How do we react when God does not answer our prayers? Personally, I like to think that God has something better in mind than what I've been praying for. And that's where my faith lies, that if I don't get what I think I want, I'm going to get something even more wonderful, something even grander, something that God and the angels want to give me instead of that which I want to give myself, which I can only expect out of my limited expectations. Like a man.
That was Millie's word.
Nice segue, Millie. And hope is in there too. Hope and faith go hand in hand. But hope, to me, by definition, is wishing for something that we don't believe we'll get, where faith is believing we'll get it. So it's all very well and good to hope that I'll find a man, but I have to have faith that God has the same plan as I do. We'll see. We've been waiting to see for decades. But then the question is, do I really want a man? Or would a cat work? Fish? Well, fish are, no, they're too demanding. And to quote the Forrester sisters, because the good Lindy Top has to have a country music song in it, men, can't live with them and you just can't shoot them. Or words to that effect. But there's another country song, Casey Osland, younger men are looking better all the time. And that's not so much that the younger men are looking better as that I'm getting older and most of the men are younger. So they're looking better all the time.
Kids.
Yeah. In fact, I'm waiting for Millie's grandson to grow up, one of them. And he's getting pretty close now. He's 18 or more, isn't he?
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
Let him be legal first, okay?
Well, he's at least 18. That makes him legal.
Okay.
All right, moving right along.
We're doing that laughter cleansing thing.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. Nobody said I could never make up a talk, though. Okay. Love goes along with faith and hope, and the Bible says something to the effect of faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. There's the biblical citation. But seriously, hope is wishing for something, faith is expecting it to happen, and love is having it. So faith and hope are pretty much in the present looking to the future, and love is in the past, present, and future. It's everywhere. It's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, if we're lucky. And luck in love really centers around noticing, because you don't have to have a man or a woman or whatever the case may be, or even a cat or a fish, to be loved, to experience love. Now, you have to choose your friends wisely, I will say. But if you do so, if you hang out in a place like this one or like the Kensington Church where we will be moving in January, love is always around. It's palpable. You don't have to do more than walk in the building to feel love. And you don't have to do more than walk in the building to share the love that you bring to the party. Love is an exchange. It's not one direction or even one direction. It has to be an exchange for it to be effective. And the discovery of love in ourselves, for ourselves, is really the most powerful thing that we can do. The song that we didn't sing is 220-something, the last song in the book, I think it is. What is the last song in the book, Erica?
The greatest love of all.
Yeah, learning to love ourselves is the greatest love of all. See, I knew that somehow. How many of you have had the experience of falling in love with yourself? Just a show of hands. I want to see 100% next time I talk on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, okay? Because falling in love with yourself is scratching an itch that you didn't even know you had. And when you scratch it, it feels so good. Loving yourself is God's gift to us. And simultaneously, our gift to God. Because God is love, and the more we love ourselves and discover the ability to do so, the better we are at serving God, at imaging God, at living with God, at holding the finger of God. Love in our lives is like the combination of ingredients in a good recipe. Love in our lives is like the ultimate TV chef dish. Without love in our lives, we would have bean soup without the beans. But with love in our lives, we have an incredible souffle, an incredible omelet, an incredible steak, an incredible salad, every imaginable food image that you can imagine is what love is, especially for those of us who love food. So, what's the bottom line? That's quite a recipe leading up to the bottom line. But I think we have established here tonight by sharing your important and relevant topics that life is important and relevant, that miracles are important and relevant, that cleaning is important, way more important than relevant, but that too. Faith, hope, and love, all important and relevant. We can use them in our lives. We don't have to wait for these things to happen to us. We can make them happen for us and for those we love. Life is a journey of discovery. We're never too far from the right path, even when we wander off into the woods or the weeds, because the woods and the weeds are part of the right path. We can't find ourselves unless we're willing to veer off the simple and easy path and find the true meaning of ourselves. And sometimes we grow through our expeditions into the wilderness. You know, Born to be Wild is a theme of mine, and being wild doesn't mean necessarily being wild and crazy. In fact, a different source said, "In wildness is the preservation of the world," and that was Henry David Thoreau. In wildness is the preservation of the world. We have to retain the wild places on the world in order to be able to move forward and save it. If the planet was all asphalt and concrete, it'd be a pretty sad day. It would look amazingly like Phoenix. So, choose your cookbook. I know I'm mixing metaphors here, but it's kind of fun. Choose your cookbook, select your recipe, write the screenplay for your movie, write the great American autobiography, if you will, by living it first. Scratch that itch to do something special with your life. And join me at Brian's later for bean soup. I don't even know if Brian's has bean soup on the menu, but if they don't, they should. Happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for giving me this time.